Let's Go Barbecue. It's available at Amazon.com. The second in the series, Let's Go Bourbon was the first. Let's Go Barbecue is the second. I wrote a book, and you should get the book for Father's Day. Let's Go Barbecue, recipe tips and tales from the pit, available at Amazon.com. We have three book signings coming to Central Indiana, June 10th, June 11th, and June 17th. I will announce where those will be next week. Might be a surprise to some of those people where we're having it, but forget it. We're going anyway. But you can still order the book. Order 100 copies. Order a copy for everybody in the office. Let's Go Barbecue. Available at Amazon.com. Recipes, tips, and tales from the pit. It's a fun read. Learned a lot from the first book. Added that to the second book. Actually going back now and doing a version two of Let's Go Bourbon. And then we will get into the next book. But one thing at a time. Let's Go Barbecue at Amazon.com. Order it today. Order 100 copies. And I thank you. I think some people are a little surprised that I'm showing anger at why I don't have information from Congressman Banks' office when he said on this show just yesterday that he was going to vote against the debt deal and then did not vote at all. I think some people were surprised that I came out on social media with such a statement about President Trump, a statement, by the way, that got picked up by the Radio Trades. Barrett News Media running with the story regarding his comments about Kelly McEnany. I don't think anybody who has been a part of what we've been doing here for almost 9 years. June is 9 years. I started here on June 30th. I got to Indiana the evening of June 26th. Really, my first day, full day, was June 27th. And then my first day on air was June 30th. So I'm coming up on that anniversary. I don't think anybody who's been around this, I don't think you guys are necessarily surprised, but I think some people who might be a little bit newer are. I have said regarding the presidency, if you tell me that Donald Trump is the nominee compared to Joe Biden, I'm voting for Donald Trump. It's not even a question. And I would look askew at people who would vote for Joe Biden after all of this. Trump is this, that, and the other, and I totally agree. But Trump policy-wise is better than Joe Biden. We're having a logical conversation, and I'm not voting for a boyfriend. What I don't like are unforced errors. What I don't like is when Trump decides to go after people for no reason and doesn't bring new voters to him. That's what he's doing with some of these tweets and comments regarding Kayleigh McEnany, his former White House press secretary. He's wrong. And it's time for the Trump idolater to grow up. He's just wrong. That's all there is to it. And if you want to fight about it and scream about it on social media, you can. I mute you. That's how little I give an argument of, you need to learn some respect. What about loyalty? Loyalty? I don't owe Trump any loyalty. That guy owes me. I'm the citizen. He wants to be president. It's my vote that matters. He better do it my way. And you don't gain voters by engaging in nonsense. You don't. Policy-wise, is he better than Biden? Well, of course he is. What am I, crazy? I'm not a never-Trumper. Those people aren't conservatives. Those people are ridiculous schmucks. The problem that we have, guys, it's a nuanced conversation. And the world doesn't appreciate, doesn't accept, doesn't seem to want nuance. And my answer is, screw him. I got to spend my life worrying about the people who want to live in this populist hellscape on both sides of the aisle? You got to be totally rabid one way or the other?
F these people.
Not interested. I'm interested in a logical, rational conversation on a bar stool with a couple of friends. Give me a bourbon. Give me some kind of smoked meat to snack on and let's talk. I think some people were surprised by my commentary about Trump. I think some people are surprised that I'm got a real issue with what Congressman Banks did, and I need an answer before I can go forward. You don't get to come on this show and tell people you're going to vote no and then not vote. Something had to have happened. Now, by the way, something could have happened. I just don't know what it is. So right now I'm in this gray area. But if I don't get an answer, there's going to be a problem. You think I just hold Hogsett to account? just Holcomb to account? No. We hold to account when people say X and do Y. We hold to account when people don't act in our best interest. This is the job, guys. And it's not the job of me on radio or you in your car, in your home, wherever you may be. It's the job of us as American citizens, as people, to hold people who want to have leadership skills or leadership abilities, I should say, in positions of power, to hold them to account for that. This is what we do. This is how it works. Of course, this is how it works. It's the only way it can work. If you ever want to know where my loyalty lies, if we're going to have a conversation about loyalty, it's to honesty and it's to you. It isn't to Trump. It isn't to DeSantis. It isn't to Banks. It isn't to... What the hell are you talking about? And I like some of these people. This isn't about, you know, not liking them. This is about a recognition of what I do, how I wake up. If I tell my constituents I'm going to vote a certain way and then I don't vote that way, I got to answer the question. I want the answer. I want the answer. And I think some people are surprised that I'm definitive about this. Just like I was direct about Trump. I think the people who've been around kind of know this is what we do here. Because this is what we do here, guys. This is where it's at. And I get it. It's going to get you arrows from a whole bunch of people who are idolaters or nevers. Or... honestly, I don't give a damn. They can all go kiss my ass. Truly. Truly. I know who I am when I wake up in the morning. I know who you are, too.